Woke superintendent places conditions, expectations on anti-CRT parents' attendance at graduation. By Dr. Susan Berry on May 27, 2021. The racial equity-focused superintendent of the Cumberland North Yarmouth Maine School District, who referred to an outspoken anti-woke parent as vile and denied his entry into his daughter's graduation, said the father may attend the ceremony only if he meets certain conditions and expectations. Essentially, he gave me a word salad, Sean McBurdy told Breitbart News on Thursday, adding he will appear on Fox News's Tucker Carlson Tonight on Thursday night. I've not done everything right, okay, he said. But what happened is I had a dissenting opinion and I was canceled for it. And I was just probably too stubborn to let them do that and I pushed back twice as hard. McBurdy explained he noted condescension in Porter's approval. So, Porter sends an email and says, hey, I'm gonna let you go to graduation, if you're a good boy, he continued. And frankly, I'm going to come up with some conditions to this 2 weeks from now and I don't know that I'm not going to be in handcuffs. Am I going to be in a squad car? Am I going to be parked out in the left field? Superintendent Jeff Porter of Maine Administrative School District, MASD, number 51 wrote to Breitbart News following a report Monday that detailed the battle between Porter, pictured, and his allies on the school board in McBurdy. The superintendent forwarded his email correspondence with McBurdy Wednesday. Mr. McBurdy. I am tentatively approving your request to attend the GHS graduation on June 6, with conditions. I will get those conditions to you in the next week or so prior to graduation, which will include expectations to be followed at the event. In the meantime, your continued adherence to the criminal trespass order is necessary. As a superintendent, I have good reason not to let you attend this event. However, as a parent, I believe that granting this request is important and have chosen to use this lens in making this exception. Jeff Porter, Superintendent of Schools. McBrady told Breitbart News that Porter served him with a criminal trespass order that bans him from school grounds, a situation that has required the parent to seek an exception that he be permitted to attend his twin daughter's graduation ceremony. Mr. McBrady on several occasions has created disruptions on school property, the latest 1 week ago, Porter said in his comments to Breitbart News. After 1 year of these disruptions, I asked the police to issue him a criminal trespass order, which they did. This means he is not allowed on school grounds. Graduation is held on school grounds, but he is allowed to request that he attends the ceremony. The ceremony is not for 2 weeks, thus why he does not yet have an answer. The superintendent referred to McBrady's outspoken criticism of him and members of the school board and the equity committee as continued harassment that has caused a major disturbance in this otherwise quiet community. The parent erected a poster sign of a photo of a school board member seated during the Pledge of Allegiance outside his home, which is across from the district's middle school. Board members objected to that but then placed another sign with the words, "Honk to support our school board," in the same location. McBurdy accused the board of illegally hiring a consultant to assist with education regarding racial equity, as the Press Herald had reported last fall. That is a fabrication Mr. McBurdy has concocted, the superintendent said about the parent's accusation. He has harassed anyone connected with equity work in the district, claiming we use this theory in our schools. It is simply untrue. Porter referred to McBurdy as a vile person who has no regard for others. Do not be fooled by him, he warned. Porter denied his district uses CRT. However, following the death of George Floyd, the district sent a letter to the community, expressing its solidarity with Black movement leaders and detailing its decision to work with Community Change Incorporated, CCI, a Boston-based company that self-describes on Twitter as a nonprofit that challenges systemic racism with a special focus on white people. Can't dismantle white supremacy without dismantling capitalism, CCI states. In response to Porter's email tentatively approving McBrady's request to attend his daughter's graduation, the parent wrote, Mr. Porter. Respectfully. 1. There will be no conditions placed upon me in attending my daughter's graduation ceremonies. I will be allowed to attend this event in the same regard with every other parent and family member there. 2. I will be attending the 6-1 band concert, also with no conditions. 3. I will have access to visiting the 2021 senior pictures on campus. 4. I demand a written, public apology from you. To be sent as a press release by end of day Friday. 5:28 and sent out on alms at 51 Greeley social media. It is time you heal the community you split on June 2, 2020. I request your response by 5 p.m. this evening. Lack of a response by 5 p.m. will mean to me you are denying these options to my family and thus I'll move forward appropriately from there. McBurdy also sent links to the Breitbart News article and one written at the Daily Wire about the conflict. This is just the tip of the iceberg on media coming your way and national support aligned with our cause to fight CRT at Greeley, the state of Maine and the nation, the parent wrote. I'll be checking my email at exactly 5 p.m., looking for your response, he said. Again, not a threat, but reality, choose wisely. I was wrong about you, Porter responded in turn. I thought at the end of the day it really was about your kids. If I were in your shoes and had screwed up, I'd take every opportunity to be at my kids' graduation. Now I know it is all about you and your hatred of racial equity. It always has been. You want to make a name for yourself at everyone else's expense, he added. You own this now. Say hello to Tucker for me.